Blog Talk Radio.
I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you.
Just wait.
And they ain't breaking my word. I just wish that I could fly like a bird. Get away from this earth. Had a prayer and prayer, felt I was cursed. Always tell myself it could've been worse. Never going back, I broke the reverse. It come from my soul, no need to rehearse. A lot of time I was in need of work. Talk to God like I needed to work. Jumped in line like I needed it first. But I was being selfish, you know this don't affect a lot of people. I was being careless, took a break and stepped away. I'm coming back when I get ready. I know this breaks people into pieces, but I ain't gon' let it.
Yo, Blaze, you crazy for this one. Hey, all the champions out there, feel so good. Hey, I said it feels so good.
I can drop at any given time, I'm holding my aces. I see disappointment all in their faces. It's hard to still cross the finish line. We done braced the bar so many times, it's only right they give me mine. Diamond by myself, together we really shine. As long as I keep putting my faith and trust in God, I know that everything will be fine. Built for it, real stand up, God ain't never breaking my kind. I believe I can do anything, ain't never changing my mind. Life's all about patience, take it one day at a time. Life's all about patience, take it one day at a time, girl.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're a living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen the sweetest of love. When my heart becomes free and my shame is on. Your presence, Lord.
So Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere.
Your glory.
Oh,
Let your presence be this room right now. Let your presence be my life right now. Oh, let your glory fill this room right now. Oh, oh, hallelujah, 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 yeah. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become.
Amen. As we have our Bibles out, glory to God. I want to thank everyone again for just tuning in and understanding that this call that's on our life, it is to fulfill the purpose of God in our life. And we can't do what we want to do. It's all about keeping and doing the will of God. He has to be the center. So it's not our way, but it's his way. Amen. Somebody say his way. We're going to be talking about working, walking circumspectly in the Word of God. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Presence. In His presence is the fullness of joy, and on His right hand forevermore. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody just say glory to God. We want to give Him all of His glory because guess what? He is due all of the glory. Is there anything too high for God? No. There's nothing too high for God. So we want to give Him His glory. And we want to praise His name every chance that we get. We want to stay in His presence as we walk circumspectly in the Word. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. If you would be so kind to turn your Bibles to Ephesians, hallelujah, chapter 5, verse 15 through 17. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 through 17. Hallelujah. And the Word of God says, be very careful then how you live. Not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord will is. And the Word of God is supernaturally blessed. And this is the NIV version. Amen. Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you, Lord God. Keep us hidden behind the cross as the Word goes forth. Let it penetrate the minds of your people. Let the hearts of your people be changed. Not only that we would hear your voice, but that we would do your will and keep your commandment in the name of Jesus. We decree it to be so in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Let us begin and let us talk about, as I was reading in Ephesians 4 and continuing through 5 and 14, Apostle Paul was challenging the church concerning her walk before the Lord. We have been commanded. There's a few commands that I want to go over with us on today. Because we have been commanded to walk in humility, walk in unity, to walk in separation, to walk in love, and glory be to God, to walk in the light. Amen. And I'm going to just touch, well, Ephesians 4, verses 1 through 2, talks about walking in humility. You know, a lot of times we don't walk in humility, you know, but we're going to go over those things. But right now, I want to talk about walking circumspectly. That's literally a walk of wisdom. Walking in wisdom. Making the right choices. Growing up. Not being emotional. See, now we are challenged with the scripture. Add to those virtues the quality of wisdom. Yes. Because being humility, walking in humility, being humble, walking in unity, not causing strife and discord, and then to be set apart for the master's use, walking in love and to walk in the light. Glory be to God. Nothing can change that, no matter what you go through, no matter what you have to deal with. These are the characteristics. These are commands that's been put on our life as believers, as Christians. The word wisdom. What does that mean? What does that mean to you? You know, when we're talking about having knowledge of what is true or right, what is right, the right thing to do. And then we couple it with just judgment. Amen. See, in the scripture, it carries the ideal of understanding that the will of God, as it is revealed in his word, we couple it with a desire to live out the word of God. So we can't walk away from our calling. We can't just do what we want to do. So the call right here is for believers, for us, the saints, to yield to the word of God. You know, we make our schedules. We do what we want to do. We go where we want to go. But we don't all the time yield to the assignment that God may have on our life. Amen. There's some things that God wants us to live by. Thank you, Jesus. There are some things that God wants us to do. And when the things are presented to us, we can't just do what we want to do. We need to talk to the Father and get the heart of God. So we're talking about having insight and learning to walk in wisdom, to walk circumspectly, to be wise, to walk with the wise, to give wisdom to those that don't have it. See, when we're talking about the walk of wisdom and how can we activate it in our life, you know, when someone is talking foolish or foolish things are going on, we have to make a decision to be set apart. That's the walk of separation, that we don't fall of the enemy's foolishness. See, the walk of wisdom, it clearly is defined in verse 15, where Paul called upon the church. He called upon the church to see that they needed to walk circumspectly. So that means the word see. We know what that means. That means to observe, to walk circumspectly, to carry out the ideal of being diligent, the ideal of being accurate, precise, you know, circumspectly. We don't quit. You know, we stay focused, and we do what we have to do to make things come to pass in our life. And if it's the will of God, we don't have a choice. It's what we should do. Amen. Somebody say, it's what I should do. Glory to God. See, the command is for us to give attention to the way we walk in this world, so that we walk accurately and precisely, that others can see the glory of God on our life, and that we are doing the work of ministry. Hallelujah. If you ever see a person walking on a tightrope, or have you ever seen that you've been to a circus or whatever, you may have seen someone walking on a tightrope. And then you know what Paul is referring to here. See, the person on the tightrope, see, you watch where you place your foot, your feet, where your steps are. Because the Bible says that a good man's steps are ordered of the Lord, and he'll delight in them day and night. So just imagine this tightrope. The least, or should I say, when you are inaccurate in your walking and you're on that tightrope, if your footing is not properly placed on the rope, you certainly gonna fall. So as believers, we must give due diligence to every step we take in this world. See, we are an example of what God wants to present to the people. So we rule from the heavenlies. Yes, we're here in the natural, but glory be to God, because we're seated on the right-hand side of the Father. We rule from the heavenlies. Somebody just understand what I'm saying to you today. Your steps in order. You cannot just do and say and go where you want to go and do what you want to do. You have to make things happen. Because when God gives you the steps or the order or the command or the charge to keep and a God to glorify, we can't be making excuses and all over the place. Hallelujah, somebody. So we must do our due diligence to every step we take in this world. You know, to do less is to guarantee, listen to what I'm saying, to do less is to guarantee that you're going to fall into the trap of the enemy. So we have to keep ourselves busy. We have to get the heart of God. Write the vision down. Make it plain. You know, I want to remind you that we have an enemy that is set on our path to cause destruction, to keep us where we're not focused to win. Amen. To make us where we're not committed, to take away the assignments that God has given us. See, in 1 Peter 5:8, the Bible talks about how the enemy set traps for us and lie in wait to attack us and to destroy our walk with the Lord. Yes. So he's planning, plotting to destroy. Listen to what it says in James 1:14. Glory to God. And the Bible says that every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. So when you think about being drawn away, it means to be lured in to a prey from its hiding place, come unexpectedly. Like, for instance, like a hunter set a trap to catch an animal. Satan does all he can to lure us away from the place of safety. You know, from closeness to the Lord, he seeks to lure us away from where God would have us to be. It could be simply a church. He could lure you away. It could be a ministry. It can be an assignment. It could be a prayer line. It can be a choir. It can be a foundation. He'll lure you away. Why? Because he want to get you away from that place of safety. So once we make a commitment to anything, it's incumbent upon us to walk circumspectly with that commitment, to carefully watch over it, and to make sure that we're doing our Father's business. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. Don't be drawn away. No matter what, stay faithful. Make a commitment that you would stay in a safe place with wise counsel. You know, have you ever been tempted by the enemy? You know, because, see, the will and the ability to sin, it always exists in our heart. But every time we fall into sin, it only separates us from God. It's like a bait. Satan put a bait in your mind, a bait in your thinking, a bait in your talking, a bait in your walking to fall so that you will fall into the snare of the enemy. And then what he does is he'll try to get you in a place where you're walking in ought with your neighbors, with your friends, with your loved ones. So he want to divide you, separate you, pull you away from where God is trying to take you. Oh, yes, that's what he does. Hallelujah. But the devil is a liar. Somebody say he's a liar, because we have identified everything that he has tried to do in the name of Jesus. Glory, 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 somebody. Somebody just say glory to God. Somebody just say glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, have you ever just done something and you know it's wrong and immediately you just felt stupid, you know, because of what you did or what you said? Or we all have done that. We all have fallen short of the glory of God. And the only reason we did it is because we fell for the deception of the enemy. See, we are supposed to watch our steps, not to fall in any traps. So sometimes we do things without thinking. So knowing the deceitfulness of the enemy and the wickedness. Listen, the Bible says that we have wickedness in our heart, and the heart is no good thing. So that's why Paul warns us to watch every step we take, because every step is filled with anger, especially while we're in this flesh, in this world. It's so easy to fall a prey. See, we are not counseled to walk as fools, but we're counseled to walk as the wise. We are not to walk as fools. So we're not to walk like the world walk around us. You know, we're not to mix and mingle with the world to the point where we're following the world. The world is supposed to follow us. See, guess what happens? I'm going to tell you what happens. And I'm so glad that you already know that the world will stumble around in darkness of their depravitated or their condition, and they'll take no heed to where the next step will fall. So we're not blind. We are so redeemed by the blood. We are so filled with the fire of God. We've been made alive. See, we've been given the Spirit of God. Somebody say, I have been given the Spirit of the living God. Is there anything too hard for me? No. So this is a journey that we're taking to walk circumspectly. So we don't take anything lightly. I want to encourage you to write down the vision, because you have to keep yourself doing the work of ministry. Because if you got the time not to plan to do the work of God, then the enemy will give you plan and time to do work that's not your assignment in this season. Amen. So we don't walk as fools. We walk as wise. And we've been made alive by the Spirit of the Lord. See, he has given the light of the word of God to us. See, there's a light that shines upon the word that illuminates the heart of man. So we have to stay in the word. We don't stumble around like a blind man, for we have been equipped and qualified to walk accurately, placing every single step precisely where it pleases the Lord. And he'll lead us, and we'll have a closer walk. Somebody say, I want a closer walk. So if you want a closer walk with God, then you must remember that you have to connect yourself with people that are walking the same walk that you're walking. Amen. God is asking for more. What a blessing it is to know that we do not have to fall. Somebody say, I don't have to fall. We don't have to fall for deception of Satan. We don't have to be ensnared in his traps. See, it's through the help of the Holy Spirit. Every time we stumble, every time we trip, every time we fall, we can get right back up and see the canvas of the light of heaven. Amen. See, we do not have to yield to Satan's devices. Someone comes to you fussing and maybe cursing and doing what they do. Don't be moved. You don't have to get back with them. Shine, baby, shine. Just let the light shine. God said, I'm a consuming fire. He'll burn off everything that's not like him. So as you shine and let the light of God illuminate, walking circumspectly in the word, God will move by fire. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. What a blessing it is. Let me kind of look at 1 John chapter 2. And I want to touch base with chapter 2, verse 20 and 21. Hallelujah. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. And if you go down a little further to verse 27, same verse, same book, same chapter, 1 John 2 and 27, he said, but the anointing which ye have received of him abides in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you all things, and is the truth, and is no lie, and has as it has taught you, ye shall abide in him. So the Holy Spirit will teach and guide and direct us. And when it's not the truth, the Holy Spirit will quicken us and let us know when it's not the truth. Oh, yes, he will. It's been many times the Spirit of the Lord said, that's not true. This not true. That's not true. Holy Spirit will tell you. Holy Spirit will lead you. Holy Spirit will guide you. Holy Spirit will direct you. The Spirit of the living God will help you to walk circumspectly in the word. I'm trying to tell you, It's a good thing that we can lean and depend. Somebody say, lean and depend on the power of God. See, this is not to say that we are, that will grow us up. You know, he will sanctify us. And then we begin to see how we progressively are growing. So let's take an example, or let's make an example. You got a hater, someone that you know the enemy is using, and they just don't like you. Or they just got a problem with you. Let that be your first opportunity. Let them be the first opportunity for you to bless. Shine. Shine. Shine the light of God. And God will do the work. God will do the work. Amen. Sometimes we try to fix things. But all we have to do is lift him up. And he'll draw all men unto thee. Amen. Let us get a word from the Lord so he may lead and guide us. That when we're walking circumspectly in the word, that we're not missing what God is saying. Amen. So if we listen to the Holy Spirit and stop falling for the trap or sniffing around the trap of the enemy, what he has laid. You know, your phone rings. Then the enemy might be on the other end using that person. You hear the Holy Spirit clearly. So answer that. And glory be to God, you give them time. And then when they get over it, they call you. Holy Spirit say, answer it. They're now ready. Listen, beloved, I say to you that we don't walk as fools. We don't argue. We don't debate. We walk and be wise. God will tell you when to be still. He'll tell you when to speak. He'll tell you when to keep it moving. Amen. So it's a diligent walk. It's a commitment. It's a faithful walk. You know, as you are connected with people that have your best in heart, you're going to grow. You're going to become. You're going to be pushed out. See, how to redeem the time. The Lord say that we are to be redeeming the time. So as we are to walk accurately, literally, the Bible said perfect in this world, so that we are also to walk in discernment. See, it's a walk of discernment that brings forth the wisdom. So we don't walk around oblivious of Satan's devices. We might see a trap over here, a trap over there, but we don't give it our time and we don't give it our energy. Because why? Because there's work to do. And that's not one of our assignments. So the enemy will pull you away with other devices. And then we turn around and look around. And we miss the assignment that God has for us. Amen. So the word redeeming, what does that mean? How do I redeem the time? See, it means to buy up, to deliver from loss. See, it's used in that aspect of pursuing a slave in order to set the slave free, set the captive free. Things that have kept you in bondage, we redeem the time by being set free from the place of bondage. And whom the Son set free, glory be to God, is free indeed. Let's talk about the word time. See, time, it does not speak of the clock time. See, it does not speak of minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, and years. See, the word is used here in this word that Paul is making reference to. He said, a measured allotment of time. What was Paul talking about? See, Paul is talking about the small window of time that we have in this earth realm. In other words, we are to deliver the allotment, the allotted time we have been given in this world for loss. So we're not going to be here always. So the amount of time that God has given us to finish the course, to do the work, to complete our assignments. Yes. So when we're at the judgment seat, hallelujah, God want to know, did we finish our course? Did we finish all our assignments? Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. What have you done for me lately, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. See, when we talk about the allotment of time, we waste so much time doing things that's not on our report card, should I say. Hallelujah. We know about this different judgment. Amen. The saints are going to be judged different from the world. Amen. There's two judgments. And I've talked about it many times. The two judgments. Which judgment are you going to be in? You know, the two judgments, the saints and the ain'ts. Hallelujah. We talked about the judgment seat of Christ and the great white throne judgment. Which judgment are you going to be in? To the judgment for the saints, we're going to be judged by our obedience to what God told us to do. Amen. You can read 2 Corinthians 5 and 10. We must all appear before the judgment. And everyone will receive the things done in his body according to that which he have done. Listen, whether it be good or bad, but what judgment are you going to be in? Amen. See, when the saints are judged, hallelujah, it will take part. Glory be to God in the first resurrection. Let me come back to where I'm teaching. But I want to say to you today, we have a charge to keep and a God to glorify. We have work to do. We have assignments to keep. And we cannot afford to miss out what God is trying to do in our life, with our life, through our life, by falling in snares. See, the enemy gets you so caught up in snares that we don't even think about that we're missing out on doing what the Lord will have us to do. In this season, we're talking about a kingdom lifestyle. Amen? So I want to give you some points, some things to do before I close out. Amen? Amen. Just as we are challenged to make good use of every God-given opportunity for serving the Lord. See, Peter said this. Peter was talking about, he said it this way. And if ye call on Father, who without respect of person judges according to every man's work, past the time of your adjourning here is fear. See, we got to move forward and walk circumspectly in the word of God and keep the will of the Father. Do the work. The work. See, it's work in ministry. Yes, salvation is free, but I will tell you, ministry costs. See, the Lord has determined the boundaries of our life. We have not lived 1 minute more. We will not, have not, or 1 minute less than the time we have been given or allotted by the Lord. Now, these are the points that I want to give you, because I was going to go over the time and talk about how change is coming, but I want to talk about how you and I have been given a short window of time to live in this world. At best, the Bible says our lives are like a vapor. James 4:14. See, we're here just for a few days. Job 14:1. And we need to spend the most of every single opportunity that we have been given to serve the Lord. So these are the points I want to give you. Take the time to pray. Glory. Just take time and pray in the spirit 15 minutes every day. You know, take the time to pray. Build yourself up with your Holy Spirit. Then the second thing, take time to worship. Hallelujah. Give God some glory. Worship Him. And take time to share the gospel. Come on, somebody. Preach. Teach. Start a Bible class. You know, get your family. Get your friends. Start a Bible study. Study the word. Have a cause. See, in the Bible, they had church right at home. They came to each other's houses. So take time to share the gospel. And then take time to just be holy. Take time to be holy. Confess your faults. Commit your ways unto the Lord. And then take time to study the word. Read the Bible. You know, you haven't taken your Bible out in I don't know how long. Now I'm just talking. Take your Bible out. You may not even know where your Bible's at. Get your Bible. Make it something that you do. Put it on your schedule. Amen. For the Lord says, squeeze me in. I am knocking at your door. And then last but not least, take the time to honor the Lord every minute of your day by being obedient to what He's asked you to do. Amen. 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 Glory be to God. Make a commitment to be a giver. Whether it's a giver of time, a giver of your finance, a giver of serving, be a giver. See, God has placed us here to make a difference, to be a light in a world that's trapped in darkness. See, we are His ambassadors. He has given us a window of time in this evil world to serve Him, to walk with Him, to bring glory to His name, so that as we walk through this world, that we are recognized by the evil forces. Amen. Literally, that the devil is mad at you. Hallelujah. So we take the opportunity the Lord has given us to serve him, and we are to redeem those opportunities in order to make our lives count. And guess what for? Somebody say for his glory. Hallelujah, because these evil days are coming. We think it's evil now. We haven't seen anything compared to what the enemy to do in our life. Well, we say glory be to God, everyone. Just know that there is no good thing that God will withhold from us if we walk uprightly, if we strive to walk circumspectly in the word. Ephesians 5:15-17. Amen. The Bible says, be very careful then in how you live, not as unwise, but as the wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish. Don't talk foolish. Don't act foolish. But understand what the Lord's will is. Hallelujah. Somebody scream glory to God. I say to you today that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. I want to thank you for joining. I want to encourage you to give unto the ministry so that we may do the work that God have ordained us to do. Amen. Because we're going to win. Somebody say we win. We win. We don't lose no matter what it look like, no matter what it feel like, but we win. Amen, amen, amen. If you like what we're doing, you can go to giveify.com. You can sow that way. You can go to PayPal at kingdombuildersinternational@gmail.com. You can sow that way. You can also call the church office, area code 313-583-9739. And one of our ministerial staff will be glad to assist you. Amen, everyone. Somebody just stay on the wall, write down the vision, make it plain so those that read it can run with it. Now you take that to the bank this week. Glory to God. God bless everyone. We thank you for joining, and we say we win. I'm going to close out with this song. Father, we thank you as we prepare our Holy Communion. Glory, glory, glory. We try to do communion whenever we're on the line. So if you don't have your communion ready, I want you to get your communion ready. We're talking about the blood still works. Amen. The blood still works. So as you are preparing and you're being washed with the blood, amen. We say thank you, Jesus, for the blood. Somebody say thank you for the blood. Amen. Hallelujah. As you prepare your communion, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Talking about the blood. Thank you, Jesus. I pray that everyone is doing communion with us. You know, we take this opportunity For the Lord said, as much as you do it, hallelujah, you do it in remembrance of me. Amen. As they sat together, and they prepared themselves. Hallelujah. How do we prepare ourselves? We prepare ourselves by walking in forgiveness. We prepare ourselves by forgiving those that have despitefully used us. We prepare ourselves on saying the blood still works. So as this is a cup of blessing, an opportunity to be made afresh, that as we walk circumspectly in the Word of God, that we begin to see what God has called us to do. Jesus took the bread and he blessed it. Hallelujah. And he broke it. That we may be broken so we can be free. Let us eat the bread, the body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us eat together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And the blood still works. The blood still works. The blood still works. The blood still works. Come on, somebody. The blood still works. Glory be to God. For the blood that cleanses us from all unrighteousness. The blood that never, ever loses power. The blood that will cause the enemy to flee. The blood that speaks volume. The blood that speaks purpose. The blood that speaks. Let us drink together the blood of Jesus. Healing for our bodies. Healing for our bodies. Healing for our minds. Healing, healing, healing. Come forth in Jesus' name. Amen. Woo, glory, somebody. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. This is my body. Hallelujah. As we go forth with purpose and power, I want to leave you with this song. Take it throughout the week. And those that are on the fast with us, I want to thank you. I want to encourage you. Stay on the wall and don't come down. Stay on the fast because God is going to do something mighty in your life. Glory be to God. Well, everyone have a blessed supernatural day, but I'm going to play this song. Don't miss out on this blessing.
I want to talk to you. I wanna talk to you.
Just praise.
And I ain't breaking my word. I just wish that I could fly like a bird. Get away from this earth. Had to pray and pray, I felt I was cursed. I always tell myself it could have been worse. Never going back, I broke the reverse. It comes from my soul, no need to rehearse. A lot of time I was in need of work. Talked to God like I needed the work. Dropped in line like I needed it first. But I was being selfish, you know this don't affect a lot of people. I was being careless, took a break and stepped away. I'm coming back when I get ready. I know this breaks people into pieces, but I ain't gon' let it.
Yo, Blaze, you crazy for this one. Hey, all the champions out there, feel so good. Hey, I said it feels so good.
Let's go. Striving
for greatness. At the same time, keeping my patience. Can't be racist to no early grave, I'm cool with just patience. I can drop at any given time, I'm holding my aces. I see disappointment all in they faces. It's hard to still cross the finish line. We done braced the bar so many times, it's only right they give me mine. Diamond by myself, together we really shine. As long as I keep putting my faith and trust in God, I know that everything will be fine. Built for it, real stand up, God ain't never breaking my kind. I believe I can do anything, ain't never changing my mind. Life's all about patience, take it one day at a time. Life's all about patience, take it one day at a time, girl.